Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with the transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Yes, I play all those crazy B-sides.
Damn, baby, I'm back again.
Yeah, haven't fired me yet. Dave the Rave, your record geek, here in the No Static Attic.
And just twine, baby.
Yeah, I'm ready to twine. Are you ready to twine?
Philly Freeze time.
That's a bring you my Relics and Rarity show, and Alvin Cash with the Philly Freeze.
Now when I said freeze, baby, I want you to stop.
Rib likes it. I hope you like it too. A record which debuted this very week in 1966 on the Billboard Top 100 at number 96. Alvin Cash, of course, had the big hit of Twine Time, and that's the Philly Freeze. And when she came walking down the street, everybody, and I mean everybody, they did freeze because she was so pretty. She was the pretty flamingo. Manfred Mann here on the Relics and Rarity show.
Call her flamingo, 'cause her hair glows like the sun, and her eyes can light the skies. When she walks, she moves so fine, like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day. Paradise is where I'll be. Bye.
he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day I'll make her mine. Pretty flamingo, then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la, pretty flamingo.
So fine, that's how good she was. One of these days I'll make her mine. Manfred Mann, Pretty Flamingo, here on the Relics Rarity Show. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic. Yes, you're a true record geek with those cool 45s, songs that you've probably never heard before. To be like that should have been a hit record. Bunny Shivel on the Capitol record label. You'll never find a love like mine, but one of these days I'll be saying I found a girl. Is can she tolerate all my records, because I am such a record geek. A Sloan Barry composition there, Jan and Dean, and I Found a Girl. Hey, the Rolling Stones are on tour. Yes, and I agree with this. Everybody needs somebody to love. Done by Solomon Burke. Yes, Solomon Burke did that song originally. And of course, the Rolling Stones in the early days used to do that quite a bit in their repertoire. I doubt, I would be like amazed if the Rolling Stones actually did that song on their current tour. But they always did a really cool version of that song. Everybody needs somebody to love. Of course, I love 45s because I'm such a record geek. Yes, and I'll do whatever it takes to get a cool record. If I got to beg, borrow, or steal, I got to get those cool records.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Streets anywhere.
some of you are probably scratching your head saying, is that the Ohio Express? It didn't quite sound like the Ohio Express. Well, it wasn't. It was actually on the same record label as the Ohio Express of Beg, Borrow, and Steal, but it actually came out before Ohio Express, a group called the Demetrons. The Demetrons had a very cool version there of Beg, Borrow, and Steal. Speaking of cool, this record was still hanging on the charts this very week in 1966.
Oh, ooh, love you, baby, 1,000 times. Remember love notes the teacher found in school. The whole class laughing, gee, I felt just like.
Great sound of the Platters, and that's a record that I think should have been a much bigger hit. It didn't turn out to be a big national hit, but of course in certain regional markets, that 45 did extremely well, but it was still hanging on the charts this very week in 1966, the number 72 record on the Billboard Top 100, the Platters, and a tune called I Love You a Thousand Times. Last week on the show, I played a record by a group called the Beach Nuts, and a lot of comments back on that particular record. The Beach Nuts, of course, in reality were the Strange Loves, which was actually the name of a studio band with some studio musicians and producers, Feldman, Goldstein, and Goddard. But it was a Strange Love along with the Angels, who were actually the Beach Nuts, and a tune called Out in the Sun, Hey Yo, that I played last week on the Bang record label. And one of our listeners, a gentleman by the name of Tommy Tom from Muskegon, Michigan, was looking at the post that I had of that particular Bang 45, and he said, hey, Dave the Ray, speaking of the Bang record label, do you remember Derek? The guy who brought you the hit record of Cinnamon. Well, here's a rarity from Derek.
Side by side in the long green grass together. Lord, I wish you could. on mine. It fits so tightly. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Probably the toughest Derek 45 to find on the Bang record label for you collectors out there. Bang number 571, Derek Inside Out, Outside In. And of course, that is actually Johnny Cymbal, the guy who brought you the hit record of Mr. Bassman. Yes, it was Johnny Cymbal who was using the name Derek for tunes like Cinnamon and Backdoor Man, and that very hard to find Derek 45. Inside Out, Outside In. Well, thank you, Tommy Tom, for requesting Derek.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Keep the ball rolling.
And Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Motown Memory.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far. You don't have to worry,
cause oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Remember the day I set you free, I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow, I'll be there when you want.
Said I'll climb any mountain. I gotta get there. Number 38 this week in 1967 on the Billboard Top 100. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't no mountain high enough. Speaking of a mountain.
Trying to hold me down.
and I can't turn around. Oh, right over that mountain of trouble, so I like a bird, I'm gonna fly in that ocean of misery. We'll never see its waves coming. I'm gonna wade in the water, I'm not gonna drown. Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep on pushing.
Peter Bruce says you gotta dig it. Can't turn that one loose. Group called The Trips. The Trips on the Soundville record label in the tune called There's That Mountain. Carried away with the mountain songs here today, right? Donovan, there is a mountain, and I wonder how many people climbed the mountain, how many people got to the top of the mountain and figured out last week's Mystery Oldie 45. It's where I play a record, you get one guess only, and we play just for fun. You got to try to figure out who's doing the record. This was last week's Mystery Oldie 45. We'll find out if anybody figured this one out.
Am I any better off knowing I've kissed my prize? Giving up the boy I love because I know he lies. People seem to think I am, but every night I hear my heart say, I don't want to be no better off.
Not even.
Database Mystery Oldie 45 from last week. A record which actually was never, to my knowledge, never on a 45 in America. I played that off of a UK import 45, but it's by a young lady that had a whole bunch of hits. I mean, you know, you look at the Billboard Top 100 books, she's got a long list of records that hit the Top 100. It was Connie Francis. Connie Francis with that 45, a pretty cool record called No Better Off. I don't know why that wasn't released here in America on a 45. Of course, many, many people guessing Leslie Gore, which was indeed a great guess. But once again, that correct answer, No Better Off, Connie Francis, the artist. Congratulations, Kevin Buxton, Campbellsport, Wisconsin. George Yost from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Bill Wanner down in Mooresville, North Carolina. Miami Santi. And in Summers Point, New Jersey, Dennis Romanek. So those were the Mystery Oldie winners. And to be acknowledged by all the many, many listeners of Relics and Rarities, I want all my winners to please... Please, drum roll and...
In the end, you'll still be you. One that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand,
there's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere. So alive, stand.
All the things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall,
and the giant beside him about to fall.
I'm not just standing up doing the Relics and Rarities show. I'm here dancing and going crazy in the No Static Attic. Top 25 national hit for Sly and the Family Stone in spring of 1969. And stand...
Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities, ho, 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 ho. It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol. I'm a lonely soldier, many miles from home, with a heart that's heavy, but with a will that's strong.
behind I left a woman. So, so dear to me. I'm off to fight a war that they say would make men free. And I'm a lonely soldier. I'm a lonely soldier. I'm a lonely, 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 lonely soldier. Oh, won't somebody have mercy on me? Junior, smiling but with sympathy, all confused he asked the question. He said, Daddy, why must this war be? I tried so very hard, yes I did, so very hard explain, but it seemed like all my effort in trying, it all seemed to be in vain. And oh Lord, tired of hearing people cry. Lord, I'm tired of seeing people die.
Well, it never quite made it to become a big hit, but it was the number 69 record this very week in 1966 on the Billboard Top 100, and that was the peak number for that particular record. Mike Williams on the Atlantic record label, and a tune called Lonely Soldier, and with the crackle in that particular 45, I think of the crackle as kind of like the tears coming out of that soldier's eyes. Mike Williams, once again, a lost 45, and we love to play those lost 45s, and a tune called Lost Lonely Soldier. And of course, if you've got a lost 45, you got a special record that you thought you'd never hear again, well, Day of the Rave with all the records you crave, you can always call me up at 609-948-4487. I'll find that lost 45. Once again, 609-948-4487. Or you could always email me, dave@davetherave.com. And of course, because with over 117,000 45s, they pretty much have just about anything you might be looking for. Of course, I got to kind of like the record a little bit. Every now and then I get some requests for songs that, you know, they're so awful, I can't play the record. But most of the time we can accommodate your requests. So if you're listening and you're thinking to yourself, there's a record, I bet you Day of the Rave doesn't have the record. Well, I probably do. So contact me and perhaps you'll hear your record on the Relics and Rarities show. Sound of the Turtles.
Go away from my window. Leave it your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak, but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door.
But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. Well, it ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'll only lead you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part. Someone to close.
example of another Bob Dylan tune that was electrified and turned into a top 10 record for the Turtles. Actually, that record, right around this very time in 1965, it was in regional markets, it was starting to break out and, of course, eventually becoming, like I said, a number 8 record on the Billboard Top 100. The Turtles, It Ain't Me, Babe. It was a great double-sided 45. If you've never flipped the record over, reach into your little record box, pull out that 45, because I know just about everybody bought that record in 65. It was so good. The debut single on the Top 100 for the Turtles, and The Other Side is a great record, so make sure you check out The Other Side of the record. Well, now it's time for the Mystery Oldie Contest. It's where I play a record, you get one guess only. You got to tell me who's doing the record, and once again, you can call me up now or after the show, 609-948-4487, 609-948-4487, or simply email me. Subject of that email should say Mystery Oldie, and that email address dave@davetherave.com. Who is singing this next record? Mystery Oldie 45. You think you know who's doing the record? Well, take a guess. Call me up right now, like I said, or after the show as well, 609-948-4487, or email me. Subject of the email, once again, Mystery Oldie, and that email address, dave@davetherave.com. Coming up next will be my discovery of the week, so don't go anywhere.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities, the only place to hear music like this.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, and with over $1 million invested in these 45s, this is my Discovery of the Week.
There's been something that I've been longing to say. A little time and showed me that you came. To hurt you, girl, is the last.
I'm gonna have to put you down.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now there's just one more thing that I want you to know.
Because you didn't know what you wanted.
You know what you want.
Now you know what you hate.
It's a definite stone smash, that's for sure. That's my discovery of the week on the Congress record label from early 1966. A group called the 7th Avenue Aviators and a tune called You Shoulda Held On. What a cool record that is. And you better hold on, because guess what? We're going to shake a tail feather right now.
Didn't you think I could? I know you've been dancing with another gal. I seen his movies head all night. If that was you and me, and me, baby, I would have shown you how to do it right. Do it right.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Ha ha. Push.
Ha.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, baby. Here we go, loopy loop. Shake it up, baby. Here we go, looking
high. Come on now.
Bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather.
Bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather. Bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather.
Whoa. Ah, yeah.
Bend
over, let me see you shake a tail feather.
Bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather.
Yeah,
here we go, loopy loop.
Shake it up, baby. Here we go, loopy
loop.
Bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather.
Bend over, let me see you shake a tail.
A record originally done by the Five Deutones. That is off of a Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels LP. Shake a tail feather. Yes, bend over and shake a tail feather. Day the Rave, yours truly, your record geek. I'm going to bend over. I'm going to pick up all of my records. I got to get out of here because it's come to the top of the hour. That's going to do it. Of course, I had a blast as always because, you know, I look forward to this every week. Chance to play some cool hit records and some 45s that you've probably never heard before, but it's always my hope that you'll hear something and say, wow, How did I miss that record back in the 60s? It sounds like it should have been a definite hit record, and there's so many of those 45s, and that's what I love to do here on the Relics and Rarities show. Once again, take a guess on that mystery 45, or simply think of a lost 45. Contact me, 609-948-4487, or simply email any comments at all you have on the show, dave@davetherave.com. You can check out archives at my website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.